A new military confrontation in West Asia has erupted, and for India, the consequences extend well beyond the battlefield, testing its strategic autonomy, energy security, diaspora safety, and diplomatic relationships across the region. The crisis began with the reported killing of Iran's supreme leader Ali Khamenei, triggering a significant leadership decapitation in Iranian history. This event set off a chain reaction, with the US launching Operation Epic Fury and Israel following with Operation Lion's Roar, targeting Iranian military and nuclear infrastructure. Iran responded with a massive retaliatory strike named Operation True Promise 4, involving ballistic missiles and drone swarms directed at US bases in the region and Israeli territory. The conflict has rapidly drawn in regional actors, with Saudi Arabia and the UAE urging de-escalation while quietly preparing for economic disruption. Turkey has called for an emergency UN Security Council session, while Russia and China have condemned the strikes on Iran. UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres has warned of risks to global food and energy systems. The Strait of Hormuz, a narrow waterway between Iran and Oman at the mouth of the Persian Gulf, is arguably the single most consequential maritime passage on Earth. Its blockage or disruption would send shockwaves through every major economy within days. Iran has repeatedly threatened to close the strait during periods of maximum pressure, most notably in January 2012 and July 2019, triggering oil price spikes and putting global shipping on alert. While a full closure is militarily and economically self-destructive for Iran, even a partial disruption would be enough to spike global oil prices dramatically. India's exposure to this crisis is structural, not incidental. The country imports 85 to 88% of its crude oil requirements, one of the highest import dependency ratios among major economies. India's total crude oil import bill in 2023-24 stood at approximately $130 billion, underscoring the enormous fiscal exposure to any price shock. Of this, 2.5 to 2.7 million barrels per day pass through the Strait of Hormuz bound for Indian ports. India's top oil suppliers, including Saudi Arabia, UAE, and Iraq, are all Persian Gulf states whose exports route through the strait. A 10% supply disruption could push domestic petrol prices up by 8 to 12 rupees per litre at current global benchmarks. India's strategic petroleum reserves, managed by ISPRL, have a phase 1 capacity of 5.33 million metric tons, equivalent to roughly 9.5 days of India's consumption. This is sufficient to buffer a short disruption but not a prolonged blockade. The reserves are stored at three underground rock cavern facilities, Vishakhapatnam, Mangaluru, and Padur. The Chabhar port in Iran is another critical factor, as India has invested significantly in it as its gateway to Afghanistan and Central Asia, bypassing Pakistan. In May 2024, India signed a 10-year lease agreement with Iran for operating the Shahid Beheshti terminal at Chabhar, committing approximately 2,100 crore rupees in investment. The port is operated by Indian Ports Global Limited, a public sector undertaking under India's Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways. Chabhar handles transit cargo and gives India strategic access to the international north-south transport corridor. A prolonged military conflict in Iran disrupts this corridor entirely, weakening India's connectivity ambitions in the region and potentially placing Indian personnel operating at the port in harm's way. The India-Middle East Europe Economic Corridor, announced at the G20 New Delhi Summit in September 2023, is a multimodal connectivity initiative signed by India, the UAE, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, Israel, the EU, and the US. The corridor routes through the UAE, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, and Israel before connecting to Europe via Greek ports. The current conflict threatens the Israeli and broader West Asian nodes of this corridor, potentially delaying what was projected as a generational trade and infrastructure initiative. Approximately 9 million Indians live and work across Gulf Cooperation Council states, the largest Indian diaspora concentration in the world. They remit over $40 billion annually to India, making GCC remittances the single largest source of inward remittances. A military conflict that destabilizes the region puts both lives and livelihoods at risk. India has conducted large-scale civilian evacuations before, such as Operation Rahat in 2015, which evacuated approximately 4,640 Indians and 960 foreign nationals from Yemen during the civil war. India's diplomatic tightrope in this conflict is precarious, as the country cannot afford to take sides. Its likely posture will involve formal calls for de-escalation and diplomacy through multilateral forums, quiet preparation of evacuation logistics, activation of its petroleum reserve protocols, and working the back channels with all parties, particularly maintaining communication with Tehran to protect Chabhar operations. India must balance its stated commitment to sovereignty and non-interventionism, its energy security imperatives, KATSA compliance pressures around Iranian oil purchases, and its humanitarian responsibility toward 9 million nationals abroad. The conflict is reshaping the global order in real time, with significant implications for US domestic politics, the oil market response, China's opportunity to expand its regional influence, and the UN Security Council's paralysis. For UPSC mains, these angels are analytically rich, offering insights into the complexities of international relations and India's strategic position. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Strait of Hormuz is approximately 33 kilometers wide, with a navigable shipping lane of around 3 kilometers in each direction. Daily crude oil transit through the Hormuz stands at around 20 million barrels, which is about 20% of global traded oil. India's crude import dependence is between 85-88%, with a daily crude import of 2.5 to 2.7 million barrels per day passing through the Strait of Hormuz. The country's strategic petroleum reserves have a phase 1 capacity of 5.33 million metric tons, equivalent to roughly 9.5 days of India's consumption. The reserves are stored at three locations, Vishakhapatnam, Mangaluru, and Padur. Approximately 9 million Indians live and work in GCC states, remitting over $40 billion annually to India. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For prelims, remember the location, width, and daily oil volume of the Strait of Hormuz, as well as India's crude import dependence and the names of evacuation operations like Operation Rahat. For mains GS2, focus on India's West Asia policy, strategic autonomy, diaspora management, and GCC remittances. For GS3, delve into energy security, import dependency, strategic petroleum reserves, and supply chain disruptions. When writing an essay, consider the topic, India's foreign policy walks a tightrope between values and interests. In conclusion, the West Asia crisis has significant implications for India's energy security, diaspora safety, and diplomatic relationships. As the conflict unfolds, India must navigate its strategic autonomy, balancing its commitment to sovereignty and non-interventionism with its energy security imperatives and humanitarian responsibility toward its nationals abroad. The crisis serves as a reminder of the complexities of international relations and the need for nuanced diplomacy in an increasingly interconnected world.